sanitary construction bill that General Rivers passed provided that the president could not propose a reduction of mission or the closing of any military installation and prohibited him from closing or abandoning or substantially reducing any mission or any facility for what could be a year or more, and under the statute must be 120 days.
Yeah.
Now, our lawyers just think that that's incredible.
I think it is too, without in the Senate version.
No, the Senate had nothing in it. And the House, Rivers is running rampant over there these days, and he tells all the Southerners McNamara's a mean Republican. He tells all the Republicans and McNamara's a vicious Democrat, and so smart at the computer and so forth. So anyway, that's in the bill. Now here's what we want to do. We want to tell, I've just talked to Mike, and I placed a call for both of you and just got him, and what we're going to do is veto it and try to have a moderate language and not in, that'll incite anybody. And then say off the record, I don't want, our lawyers don't want me to advocate to your putting any restrictions on the Commander-in-Chief, but we would be perfectly willing to a reporting provision like you've had in, like GSA, when you go to close up their stuff or sell anything to the government, they've got to report to the Congress, give them 30 days notice so y'all can put a hold on her or go on with it. So I'm saying that there's not anything in here that implies that I would veto a reasonable reporting provision. But to give you an illustration how dangerous this could be, the Attorney General says, let's assume that the radioactive fallout in Los Angeles became very serious because of some explosions. It is up considerably today out there. But we just saw it on the ticker, and that reminded us. If it got so high that I had to move all the troops out of there, I would have to file a notice. We'll say in October. Congress wouldn't get back till January. Under this provision, I'd have to wait until May to move them. Or suppose I got word that they were going to attack the Omaha Strategic Air Force base. I couldn't move my planes out, my men out, General Powers' group, until I reported to General Rivers, and it stayed there. And he specifies in the bill from May till June. Now, what I'm willing to do is, if Congress is in session, give them 60 days notice and not close any if it's not in session, except in case of emergency.
I think that's fair.
And Mike thinks that's fair, and we'll tell them, and what we'd like for the Senate to do is just take the bill as you passed it, write that in on your leadership, make it a Mansfield, a Dirksen, or Saltonstall Stennis provision, where it's not the president's provision. I don't want to put that in my message, because Clark Clifford and the other boys that have had a lot of experience here say that there's a constant effort to erode the executive authority, and that we ought to ever recommend that it be done from a historical standpoint, but that we can say it has been done in the past, and that y'all can get up and say, let's put this reporting provision in there, and I'll get an agreement from the president not to do it when Congress is out of session except in an emergency, and the law will require him to report it when it is in session.
That's good.
Thank you, my friend.
Right.